solutions for how men could take responsibility for and correct the problem. I also started talking about what women need to know about what's really going on inside a man. Maria stopped me and said, "You must write this book right now." I told her no. I had just released a book and I was going to take a break. She persisted and I said, "Okay, I'll think about it." That was just my way of placating her because I had no intention of taking on a topic as big and as potentially divisive as this one, but I couldn't stop thinking about it. And the more I thought about it, the more convinced I became that I wanted nothing to do with this idea. It's dangerous to write a book about what men need to do better. First of all, most men don't like looking in the mirror. I know I don't. And this would be asking them to do just that. But not only that, taking on a topic like this would require me to examine my own manhood and discuss it honestly and transparently. I spent a lot of time talking to other people about having faith and facing their fears. Writing a book like this would challenge me to do the exact same thing. It's not enough to tell others what to do if I don't do it myself. I have to walk it like I talk it. And I couldn't imagine too many things that would be more frightening. However, I felt compelled that this is what I must do, so I decided to face my fears and speak my truth. What's really going on? In his song, Against All Odds, the late Tupac Shakur, arguably one of the greatest rappers in history, spoke a famous line, "This be the realest shit I ever wrote." That line resonates with me because it expresses exactly how I feel about this book. Of all the books I've written, this is the most timely, relevant, urgent, and personal. I'm a Hollywood producer and a preacher, and people often ask me why men act the way they do. Those questions didn't start with the tsunami of sexual harassment allegations we started hearing about in the news in late 2017. However, they have intensified since the news about Harvey Weinstein sparked and encouraged legions of women to come forward about the way men have mistreated and/or abused them. I realize that in order to really uncover the issue and the root of men's behavior, I needed to start by looking at my own life and family history. I was raised in Oakland, California, by my mother, my grandmother, and my grandmother's seven sisters, my great aunts. Because I was raised predominantly by women and spent so much time with them, I saw firsthand the pain that the many men in their lives caused them, primarily due to infidelity. As a young kid, I was so perplexed by this, I asked them, "Can a man be faithful?" They responded unanimously, saying, "No, 99% of all men cheat." "What? No way," I thought. I was devastated. It sounded like they were citing a fundamental law of the universe. Growing up, I heard and still hear even now the following refrain: "All men cheat. Men can't be faithful. Men can't keep it in their pants. Men love power. Men are greedy. Men are dogs." I became fascinated by the question, are men really dogs? It was a personal question for me because my father, Donald Ray Franklin, wasn't around much when my brothers and I were growing up. He struggled with alcoholism our entire lives. And when he was just 36, I was 9 at the time, he died of a heart attack. Years after his passing, when I was a teenager, I was at one of my cousin's houses and found a photo of my dad sitting on a bed next to a female family member. My mother was sitting on the same bed, but on the opposite side. Strangely, my dad and this family member were smiling, while my mother looked distraught. I asked someone else in the family, "Do you know why my mother looks so upset in this photo?" This person told me a truth that rocked me to my core, one I've never expressed publicly until now. My dad had cheated on my mom with another woman in my family. Damn. How could this have happened? My own father cheated on my mother?